You're listening to the Cinemaniacs for May 26, 2008.
The day after the 31st anniversary of Star Wars. 31? Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Good God, we're old, man. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to Cinemaniacs. My name is Walt, to my left is Jeff.
Hello everybody.
This week we're going to talk about a film that's in limited release right now. You may not have heard about it. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Really? One of those little independent films?
Right.
Right on.
But just hours ago we got some horribly bad news that the now late, great Sidney Pollack has passed away.
Yeah, that really sucks. He goes from the great Sidney Pollack to the late great Sidney Pollack. It's awful.
Sidney Pollack, actor, director, producer of so many, many films, died of cancer. He had been suffering for about 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
So we're going to dedicate this show just talking about him for a bit and his great career.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of Sidney Pollack. That's why we decided to take this break out.
Absolutely.
He's directed many films that I've loved, but also acting.
I think I said this to you before. I think I'm more of a fan of him as an actor than a director. And I do love his movies. I love his directing and everything like that. But I loved everything I've ever seen him act. I've ever seen him act in.
Yeah,
you know,
I have too.
I mean, even one of the worst movies I hate of all time, that Eyes Wide Shut. He was one of the good parts of it.
He was a great part of it. But I loved the movie.
I know you did. I hated that freaking movie. Yeah. The 2-note score drove me absolutely up the wall. But
do you know that just a couple weeks ago I downloaded the music for that?
If you ever play that around me, man.
Wait, listen. There it is!
You vile, vile bastard.
Oh. However, Sidney Pollack was not responsible for that.
No, Lord, no. But he was responsible for, like I said, one of the few interesting parts in that movie.
He helped make it a better story, even.
Absolutely.
And he also acted in Michael Clayton most recently, just last year.
Yeah, he was incredible in that. Let's say, once again, small parts, but very effective.
And some of his own movies that he's directed, Random Hearts, yep. The Interpreter, he had bit parts in those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a couple of the movies that he's directed.
Yeah. No, he's directed some really acclaimed stuff. The first one that comes to my mind is Tootsie.
Tootsie, of course.
Amazing. What a great movie.
Tootsie was nominated for like 10 Academy Awards.
Yep.
You know, Dustin Hoffman.
That was such a great movie. I mean, it's been, you know, we got to see it again because it's been a number of years since I've seen it. But I just remember it was really smart, really funny. And, you know, for the whole cross-dressing thing, they didn't, you know, it wasn't done like a cross-dressing movie. It was guy, you know, trying to get work. And it was great. It was so great.
Believable. He made it, you know, I don't think there was that much gender-bending stuff going on back
no,
then.
No. There was a little bit of, you know, he's in love with him in drag a little bit. But overall, no, it was really about him, you know, just actually making it in this role, which was kind of amusing, you know.
Sidney Pollack has directed 12 actors to Oscar-nominated performances, including Dustin Hoffman and Tootsie.
Wow. You know, I'm not surprised.
He really brings the best out of them.
Brought, unfortunately.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Robert Redford has been nominated a couple times mm-hmm. for Sidney Pollack movies. In fact, the two of them were best friends a long time. Their first acting role together was, I believe, a 1962 movie called War Hunt, which I've never seen.
Yeah, me neither.
But, of course, he went on to do Jeremiah Johnson.
That was such a great movie. That's one of my favorites as a kid.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes. I just saw it. I want to say last year, maybe the year before.
What an amazing movie, huh?
Very good.
Come on.
Yep. I loved it.
I've seen that movie a bunch of times. That, and I know it's not exactly a Western, but that and Outlaw Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood, are two of my favorite, you know, of that era type of movies. I love those movies, both of them.
Yep. And Clint Eastwood directed that Josie Wales, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So another standout director.
Absolutely. But I did not. I'll tell you, I didn't know Sidney Pollack directed Jeremiah Johnson, and I've loved that movie for years since I was a child.
Yeah, I just been loving it for the last year or two, but yeah. It was very good.
Yeah,
very good. And they've been playing it on cable lately.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh.
So,
I should just own it. It's one of my favorite childhood movies. So,
now speaking of childhood, my father comes home. Him and my mother were out on a like a weekend getaway.
Mm-hmm.
And in the motel room, they caught this movie, and my father said it was one of the worst movies he had ever seen. This guy, he just swims through people's backyards. He jumps over the fence, he swims through the yard, and then goes to the next one, like down this whole row of houses. And he said the movie had no story to it, no plot whatsoever, and don't ever see it. So as a grown-up, we have DVDs available. I went and rented this movie called The Swimmer. And Sidney Pollack directed parts of this. The original director had left for creative differences.
Mm-hmm.
And Sidney Pollack refilmed some scenes and put it back together. It stars Burt Lancaster. It's called The Swimmer. And I watched it, and it was exactly like my father had described it, except this guy was going back in his life. It was kind of like a metaphor, so to speak, and re-meeting all these people that he had seen in his life. Now he's getting near the end of his life. He's an alcoholic, and he just wasted his life, which is pretty funny because my father was an alcoholic, and he didn't get it. And so I told him, like, this is what the movie's about. And anyways, it was a good movie. I liked it a whole lot better than he did.
Right.
And when I told him what it was, and he was kind of getting it, of course, it had been 20 years since he'd seen it.
Right.
But that was another Sidney Pollack-directed movie. I fell in love with him just in the 90s. You know, he had so many hits. I shouldn't even say hits, but great movies back to back.
Right.
The Firm.
Yeah.
With Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, I love that movie.
I love it. Love it. And that was...
As much as the original, I love that movie.
Right. Right. I had to go back and see the original, which I had never seen, which starred Humphrey Bogart.
Right.
And it was still great as well. But Harrison Ford and Greg Kinnear, his first starring role.
Yeah.
And this is what we're talking about. Sidney Pollack bringing the best out of these actors.
Absolutely.
Then he did Random Hearts, which I liked. It was another Harrison Ford movie.
That was a good movie, yeah. That was a really good movie.
Then he took a little bit of time off before he got to doing The Interpreter, which just came out a few years ago, which was the first movie filmed in the United Nations building.
Right.
Not the greatest movie, but Sean Penn and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, it was okay. It had some very tense moments. I didn't dislike it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And he also did a documentary.
What I liked about that movie is they didn't go for the schmaltzy easy ending of them getting together. They, you know, the end. I liked that. I liked that people, you know, there doesn't have to be a romantic thing, you know.
Right. Make it real.
Make it real. You know, these people go off to their lives.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
And he also did a documentary, Sketches of Frank Gehry, who's a popular architect. He does some weird shaped buildings. In fact, he's building one here in Las Vegas, downtown.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah. It's for medical research, I think, for kids, and I want to say cancer. But anyways, he has buildings all over the world that are just strange shapes and designs. And this was interviewing him, who I guess they're friends, and where he gets his ideas from. These buildings are nothing like anything you've ever seen before.
Was that the documentary I walked in on Lisa watching one day?
Yes, because I didn't particularly care for it myself. It's great buildings, but I'm not a big documentary fan to begin with.
Yeah. Okay, so I have seen some of that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, speaking of The Interpreter, there's a special feature on The Interpreter that Sidney Pollack talks about widescreen. He is a big, huge proponent of that versus pan and scan.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the director's original vision, et cetera, as most of us are now, if we weren't before.
The first time I saw a movie on widescreen, I got it. I was like, oh, yeah, you know. I've had friends go, well, what's with the black bars? I can't see all of the screen. No, no, no. You're seeing all of the picture, man.
That's right. Well, you were the one that showed it to me.
Yeah.
With the letterbox of Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, exactly. The Star Destroyer pulling up to Hoth. Pan scan, you don't see the planet. Yep. And widescreen, you see the planet they're pulling up to, and it just gives everything a whole other dimension. It does.
That outer space scene, you actually see extra spaceships going down to the planet that you don't see otherwise. It doesn't necessarily, in that instant, part of the story, but it does add to the overall feel and scope.
The scope of it, you get the scale. The scale comes across a lot more.
With the widescreen.
Absolutely.
Now, so that Sidney Pollack is such a proponent of it that there's a Danish TV showed 3 Days of the Condor with pan and scan.
Oh, by the way, another amazing movie.
It was great. Robert Redford again.
Yes.
Loved it. I love those spy thriller things.
Yeah.
And so that's an amazing movie. They showed it pan and scan, and he sued the Danish television station because he owns the rights to have his work protected and
such.
Right.
That's awesome.
So That's how much of a proponent he is. So then Tom Cruise was at a celebration that they, I think it was a Director Guild Awards, that they gave Sidney Pollack an award for representing artists' rights, you know, for instances like that.
That's amazing.
So all around great guy, fantastic director.
Yeah. Basically a big hole in the creative end of Hollywood.
Now, on a side note, kind of step-siding a little bit,
yeah.
This is at least our third show since we've been doing this that, I mean, it seems like people are dropping like flies.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Heath Ledger,
Brad Renfro. Yeah, I know. I wonder. Is it coincidence? No. No, it happens, you know. Folks get on and bad things happen. But, yeah, well... And you know what? It affects us a lot more because we're movie fans, you know?
Right. Definitely.
I mean, we notice these things.
I think that'll do it for this week. Yeah. End on that sad note. And, well, we'll be back next week and bring you all the news about Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that little tiny movie. You think it'll make anything?
I don't know. Maybe a few bucks here or
there. All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll put in our
probably those old fogies that remember the originals.
That's us, dude. Yeah, well, all right then.
All right. With that, have a good night.
See you next week. Say what is facing now. Yeah, the guy that designed the Pringles can passed away.
Is that right?
Yeah. Had part of his ashes buried in the Pringles can, along with the rest of his ashes in an urn.
Wow.
Because he was so proud of his design.
You know that Pringles, I was in 7-Eleven, and I was looking, you know, Doritos, Fritos, Ruffles, Lay's, they're all made by Frito-Lay.
Right.
All these potato chips, except for Pringles. Pringles is not made by a Frito-Lay company.
Oh.
And... But if you go into 7-Eleven and you look at the chips, they're all Tostitos, they're all Frito-Lay company, but not Pringles. And so that's why Lay's came out with those Lay's Stacks canisters.
Right, I remember those.
To compete with Pringles.
Sure.
Because that's the only chips they didn't make. Kind of weird.
That's strange.
And now the Pringles guy is gone, Mr. Pringle.
The guy that designed it, yeah. But he was, yes, he was so proud he had part of his ashes buried in a can.
Huh. I wonder how long that'll hold up.
Mm-hmm.